Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. We are joined right now by a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. He signed a three-year deal with them. Seven sacks each of the last 2 years with the Lions. He was a team captain 2 years in a row in Detroit. He was a Detroit Lions Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. Played his college ball at USC. He was the 174th pick overall in 2014. Arizona coming off a 5-10-1 season last year. They open up at San Francisco on Sunday. Devon Kennard is my guest. Devon, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jim?
Good, good. Now, you and I spoke in March, shortly after you signed with Arizona, so bring me up to date. I mean, God, March. March feels like so long ago. What's it like to be Wednesday on game week, knowing that this Sunday you're playing the 49ers in a big divisional game?
Man, you're right. It feels like a lifetime ago since we last spoke, but, man, I'm excited. You know, it's a exciting times being able to season being here, playing first game, going to San Francisco, divisional game. And, you know, I like where we're at, and I like the preparation we're putting in, and it's going to be a great one on Sunday.
You know, the team posted a great video from last month where you were mic'd up for the first day in pads in 8 months. What did that feel like to be back in pads, hitting, making contact, and working out with intensity?
Man, it felt good, you know, to go that long without playing some ball. You know, usually you have OTAs and everything. So, you know, for things to be pushed back the way they were and to finally have that first day of pads and hit somebody for the first time, it felt good. But, you know, after a week or two of that, you're ready to hit some other colors. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that.
Devon Kennard's joining us. You know, you tweeted something also the other day that just blew my mind. Did you really just finish up your seventh training camp? I mean, it feels like yesterday that you were at USC. Does it feel like time has flown by to you, or does this all feel kind of normal?
Man, times flew. I feel like every year in the NFL goes faster and faster. You get more comfortable. You know, you get in a routine, and the days just start to fly. So to think I'm in my seventh year and you know, been blessed enough to play for some great organizations and to start my whole career, it's been an awesome journey, and I'm excited to be playing for the Cardinals now and going into a big season.
Well, not only that, but you've come full circle in the sense that you get to come back home. Like when you signed, you talked about the excitement and the opportunity about coming back home. What has the reality been like? I mean, how good has it been to be a member of the Cardinals so far and to be back so close to where you grew up?
I think recently it's finally kind of actually hit me. Like we break camp and I just get to drive home to my house and you know, after practice get to go home and see some of my family and things like that. So it's definitely hit me, and it's a blessing, you know, being able to play in your own backyard. I grew up not even 15 minutes away from our practice facility. So, you know, it's been a pleasure just being able to be around and play for an organization that I watched for so long.
Devon Kennard joining us. Also, as we touched on, your dad, Derek, played for the Cardinals back in the day. Sunday, you'll be playing for the Cardinals in a regular season game for the first time. Like, what do you think that's going to feel like? It's going to be a road game, but do you think it'll feel different playing for your hometown team?
You know, I take some pride in it. You know, I feel like that's the case regardless playing in the NFL, but I feel a little more. You know, it's a team and organization, like you said, my dad played for. I grew up watching and going to games just being from here. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in being an Arizona Cardinal and wanting us to be successful and have a great year. So, you know, I'm highly invested in the success of this team and what we're going to be able to accomplish.
All right, so there's a lot of great energy, a great vibe, and a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. You're expected to partner with Chandler Jones on the other side. As you've worked with him so far and watched him, what sticks out to you the most in terms of what makes him so special as a player?
You know, his consistency, you know, his hand placement, you know, the way he gets off, the way he works his moves. He's very detailed in his work, and that's something I could appreciate and things I've tried to pick up just being his teammate. So it's been a pleasure, and I'm excited to see what he does.
You know, he was talking about your versatility as well. He was talking about the fact that you can switch sides and you can do multiple things. So when it comes to the games, how much are you expecting to be feeding off of each other?
That's definitely the plan. You know, allow him to do what he does, and we could both move around and be versatile within it. And, you know, put whatever we can do to put ourselves in a position to be successful and help our team win.
Devon Kennard is joining us. Now, a few days back, you did something really cool. Because of COVID, you're not able to physically visit kids at Phoenix Children's Hospital. So instead, you did some virtual visits via a robot that went from room to room. What was that like?
Man, it was cool. You know, this time of year, everywhere I've played, I've really dove into the community and tried to make an impact off the field. And with COVID right now, I haven't been able to do that as much. But, you know, I was given an opportunity, and they told me about the robots in the hospital, and I was able to spend some quality time with, you know, with a kid in the children's hospital and just talk to him about sports, life, and everything else. And it was a really cool experience. You know, I wish I could have been there in person, but I think that was the next best thing.
Now, one of the patients did ask you if you would break out a special celebration for a good play in week one or week two. Have you been working on anything in particular, or are you going to break something out if you do?
Man, he showed me what he wanted me to do. I've practiced it in the mirror a couple times, so I might have to break it out for him once I get my first sack.
Got to. All right, so as some people know, away from the field, you've quietly been investing in real estate. The story goes, before your final year at USC, you had suffered your third significant injury, and you were essentially asking yourself, you know, what if this doesn't happen for me? What if the NFL is not an option? It could be a pretty scary moment. What was it like to ask yourself that question, and then what did you come up with as an answer?
It was very, very humbling. You know, when you go through injuries and you feel like your childhood dream is on the line, it's like, all right, you know, what do I want my life to look like? And one decision I made is I wanted to be successful with or without football, and I wanted the same quality of life that I've always dreamed of. And I obviously wanted that life through playing in the NFL, but I realized even if I didn't, I wanted that same life. So, you know, I needed to figure out what the other thing was going to be for me, or what else was I passionate about. And, you know, by the grace of God, I started to learn and figure out and have great mentors and learned about real estate. And that's something I dove into immediately.
You know, I think you made a really good point too recently. You were having a conversation with Forbes.com and you said, quote, "No one is going to be as interested in me as they are right now, and that window has been pretty big for me," end quote. Like, I've seen this time and time again. It can be really easy to get caught up in the fame and the money and to think that it's never, ever going to end. So how were you able to take a step back and realize, you know, there is a good chance that when I retire, people may not be as interested in me?
I think it's very essential to kind of build those relationships now. Because, you know, if I have a relationship with you that's built while I was playing, even when I'm done, you know, we'll be able to still have a relationship, and you kind of know me as a player, not me as a person, not just a player. But, you know, when you don't do that and you don't build relationships, you don't build a network, and you get done playing and you don't have that, and you try to start reaching out to people, you know, they're less interested at that point. So that's something, you know, having a father play in the NFL and kind of hearing things he's told me over the years, and then just what I've observed through, you know, college and even in the pros of how different guys handle things, is something that I picked up and was like, all right, you know, this is how I want to operate, and I want to, you know, build that network now. So I have so many doors open and opportunities and relationships that I can lean on, you know, for the rest of my life.
I think that's so smart. And then finally, knowing that, having that perspective, how much does that influence how you approach your investments away from the field?
I think it's a huge part of it. You know, when you have a good network and you have people you can lean on who are experts and at the best of their perspective field, now you get to lean on their expertise. And, you know, what are you doing? Is there opportunities for me to invest alongside you? Is there opportunities for me to learn from you, or to, you know, for you to introduce me to some of the people that you know? So that's kind of where the advantage comes with that.
He's a linebacker with the Cardinals. He signed that 3-year deal with Arizona, 7 sacks each of the last 2 seasons. And this thing starts right back up this weekend. You've got Arizona at San Francisco on Sunday. Devon Kennard, my guest. Devon, great to have you back. Really appreciate that. Eager to see how you look in that uniform. And it's great to always talk to you on this show.
Man, thanks for having me. I'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. I'll take you up on that. Always enjoy that conversation. And that keeps alive the streak that pretty much everybody who has ever played football at USC who has come on the show is an excellent interview with great energy and insight. USC and Notre Dame, for whatever reason, those two programs. All right, so Arizona at San Francisco. I mentioned key divisional matchups in week one.